The following is the realization of His Holiness Amiyavilas Swami.
I am amazed that Nandarani could write such a wonderful offering to our spiritual master, His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami, at such a young age. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the body changes, but the spiritual consciousness remains. I can see from her offering that she was in a very advanced stage and has had so many realizations about spiritual life and her spiritual master. While reading her offering, I remembered her playing with the children in the ISKCON Jew temple. She used to pay obeisance to me and then get up and leave. Her passing away is the only material incident. Her material life may have apparently ended, but she is eternally living in Krishna consciousness. Whatever devotional service one performs in this lifetime continues in the next life. That is what the scripture says. Hence, we can have sweet remembrance of her and need not worry about her disappearance, because everything is in the hand of Krishna. Krishna takes care of everybody. All of us belong to Krishna. Nandarani is definitely with Krishna. She came in the life of her parents to make them surrender to Krishna, not to be attached to her, thereby enable them to go back to Godhead. This is the lesson that all of us can learn from her.